welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend. Hopefully, spring has sprung where you are because it's just starting to happen here. And man, I'm getting fired up. We're talking about big chunks of meat today, Bob. But before we dive into that, I want to talk about this might be the weekend when a lot of our listeners are finally going to pull the grill out of the shed or out of the back of the garage.
I think they might be pulling it back out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, we had a little warm stint, but I just, again, make sure that you clean that thing. Make sure that you test it and it's working right because crazy things happen over the winter. You get spiders and orifices and your grill gets plugged up. Yep. So I just want to make sure that you test this thing before you really got to perform.
I'm not so sure that more and more people, I'm pretty sure that more and more people don't even put them away anymore.
Well, I hope that's the case.
I do believe it. Right. I've seen the numbers on it. It's been a couple of years, but it was pretty staggering the number of people in the north part of North America grill all year long.
Right.
The number gets bigger every year. So I think as the grill technology for gas grills gets better and they're more dependable, and then, of course, with the advent of more and more charcoal grills and smokers and the popularity of smoking, which works better in the winter.
Right.
If your smoker can handle it.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't relate to putting your grill away.
Well, of
course. That sounds weird.
That's not what we do. But there are listeners that do. And one last thing on that is just, hey, you know what? Fire it up, get it hot, burn off all the funk from the winter. And then cook on it.
Yeah,
because there could be some stuff in there.
And when you burn something dirty, when you're smoking something greasy and dirty and messy, just shut your lid and let that baby run for a while.
Right.
It cleans up real nice.
Yep.
Exactly. So let's talk about some pork loin.
Okay.
And not tenderloin, the little ones, but pork loin. That's a big piece of meat. And I love doing pork loin. You and I've done them a million times. But there's also lots of people that do their own little techniques, and I don't know. Are you a fan of wrapping it in bacon? Let's say we're going to grill it first.
Okay.
Are you a fan of wrapping it in bacon?
I'm not a fan of wrapping stuff in bacon that I grill because, especially a big dense piece of meat like that, because I always feel like I burn the bacon before the center of that big dense piece of meat gets done. So if I'm going to wrap bacon around it, I tend to lean toward the smoker. I'm not saying it couldn't be done. You could butterfly it or something to make it thinner. But if you're putting that whole, you know, that thing's as big as a softball.
Well,
let me back up.
Let me back up because what I would have said is I would recommend if we do something like a loin on a grill, I would do it in an indirect fashion anyway.
Oh, okay.
I would never just put it on the burner because you're asking for trouble.
Right. Yeah, that bacon's going to get black.
Well,
and
whether
bitter
you put bacon on it or not,
right.
I mean, it's too big a piece. You're gonna dry it out. I think trying to grill it, it's okay to get some grill marks on it, but I'm always tempted with a loin on a gas grill to just do it indirect.
Right, and everybody knows what that is. If you've got more than one burner on your grill, you light one burner and put the meat not under that or over that burner, but off to the side of it, so that you're creating convective heat. And you're almost creating an oven on your grill, but it's still outside, so you don't have the mess and the heat and the smell inside.
And you can always get a little smoker box and put it on the grate that's burning.
Yep.
And get some smoke on it if you like smoke. Some people don't like smoke.
Right. Right.
Me, I do.
Yeah. Right. A little smoke goes a long way with a lot of people, but you know certain cuts of meat you want a little bit heavier, and I think that this pork loin is one of those that can take a lot of it because again that thing's about the size of a softball, right, and maybe a foot long. And there's, you can put all the seasoning you want on the outside. It's never going to penetrate to the center of that thing, but the smoke will carry a little better.
You know, I think the first pork loin I ever had smoked, the owner of Primo came up to an event we did 15, 20 years ago. His name was George, and he might have sold the company now. I'm not so sure, but wonderful man. And he smoked some loin for us on his. He had just come out with the new Oval Extra Large.
Right.
The Oval XL Primo, greatest Kamado grill made, and it's made right in Georgia. And George smoked some loin for us, and he did it perfectly. He was, you know, a Greek gentleman, and the Greeks and food, man, they're just naturals.
Oh, sure.
The guy is good. But I'm telling you, that thing was moist. He brought it up to probably 140, 150, right where he needed to be. And pulled it off, let it rest, and he started cutting slices of that loin off. And you could see the juice running out of it. And when I took my first cut, my first bite, I was blown away with the smoke penetration. Not too much, like mm-hmm. you said, but just a beautiful hint of smoky goodness. My mouth's just watering right now. It was so good. Right. And I looked at him like, you are a god.
Right.
You're a grill god.
A grill Greek god.
And right that moment, I became a dealer for him. I said, all right, I'm doing this.
Right. So these Primos, maybe a more popular brand is the Green Egg, but their Primos are American made, which is why we're big advocates for the Primo brand. But they're the egg shaped ceramic grills, or Primo actually makes them a little better. They make them oval.
They patented an oval and then an extra large oval.
Right,
and that's theirs alone. The cool thing I like about that is, as well as being American made, it you can get a lot more product on.
Yes,
it.
You can.
It's got a tall dome, and you can get stuff lengthwise, several rows, and then you can put your racks on and build it up. But that was my first pork loin that was smoked, to my recollection, properly.
Right. So and let's it was good. Let's talk about pork. You don't necessarily brine, but on these big dense pieces of meat, keeping the moisture in there is often a challenge.
The trick.
If you're cooking them too fast. So when we're talking about a pork loin that we just described, it may take 3 hours to get that thing up to that 145, 150 degree temperature in the center. Now, if the center of that piece of pork still has a little bit of pink in it, Bob, is that a problem or not?
Well, you know, you just got to check the temperature, right? Bring it to 145. And I'm going to say a typical loin, you're going to do 275. You'll be done in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay on top of it. But another great way to do those is to butterfly them out, which basically means to cut it in a way lengthwise that just keeps unfurling it, so that you can roll it back up and it'll look like a pinwheel.
Right.
But then you can lay in some spinach and some cheese and whatever you want, a little bit of oil, butter, bacon, whatever you want to put in the middle, some half-cooked bacon maybe, whatever you want, and then toothpick or truss it back up and then put it indirectly, grill it that way as well. And from one reason or another, spinach in my mind turns out really nice in there. The beauty is you put some greens in there, and you're adding moisture during the cook.
Right.
And it, man, if you pull it off and then wrap it up in plastic or foil as soon as you pull it off, park it for a half an hour, dude, you're going to love it. It's just going to be so good. But wrapping it as soon as you pull it, when you bring it to 145, a loin like that, wrap it up, use some of Joppy's patented aluminum foil. And it'll
keep it warm, but it also kind of steam it, and
it does.
You'll get some moisture back in that thing that might otherwise evaporate out.
Well, that's right, because when a big mussel cooks like that, the moisture tends to migrate. So what you're doing as you're cooling down is you're letting the moisture, which is water, run back to where it belongs.
Right. Speaking of big mussel cooking, stick with us. We'll be back.
A little more right now. A little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.